We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Ayin Dal Daled Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Dal Daled Aleph. Shemeres Yavam Bein LeYavam Echad Bein LeShnei Yavamin. The shaila is: Shemeres Yavam is someone, a isha, who's waiting for Yibum. That means her husband died, and she didn't have any children with him. So the husband died, and the husband has brothers. The halacha is that she has to do Yibum or Chalitza. And the case here is, let's say there's two brothers, so it's two Yavamin, it's two brothers. Shaila is, could any of them do Hafara? Because they are like a Arusa, or maybe even better than Arusa. That's the question. The Gemara really will discuss, does it mean for them to do, the Yavamin to do the Hafara by themselves, or together with the father? That's totally if it's Arusa or better than Arusa. So it says in the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam Ben Yavam Echa Ben Shnei Yavamin. She's waiting for Yibam Saif, she's waiting for one Yavam or two Yavamin. Rabbi Eliezer Yom Yafer. Rabbi Eliezer says that Yavam could be made for the Nadarim. And again, we'll see if that means with the father or himself. Rabbi Yeshua Imer, Le'echod Avalo Yoshnaim. I agree to you halfway, Rabbi Eliezer. I agree to you if it's only one Yavam, one brother, so it's very clear cut which guy is the Yavam, so then I agree he can make Afara. But if it's two Yavamin, when it's two brothers, so we're not sure who's going to do Yibam, then they can't do Afara. Rabbi Kiva Imer, no, I argue the whole thing. Le'echod Avalo Yoshnaim. A Yavam cannot do Afara, not if it's one Yavam, not if it's two Yavamin. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer says to Rabbi Kiva, Ma im ot emisha shekani laatzma herei meifin adereha madach aisha who you yourself purchased, basically you gave a kedushin, you could make for her nedarim isha shikloim in hashemayim, a isha that was given to you in hashemayim. This is the most basher to shidduch, a shidduch made through yibum. This is someone who gave to you a shemeres yavam. Of course you can make for any din sheyefin adereha. Of course you can make for nedarim. This is a much better kinyan than a regular kinyan that you make yourself. This is divine kinyan. This is from Hashem. This kinyan. Amalei Rakiva, nech, that's not a raya. Lo yimarta beisha shekanu la'atzma she'en acherim barashos. So that's only good by when you make kedushim with the isha, no one else could take that isha. Mashen kinei by yibum, there's two yavamim. Even if I am slated to be her yavam, the other brother also could do it. Time beisha shekanu la'atzma just la'acherim barashos. Someone else has rashos. Another brother has rashos. Amalei Rishua, Akiva, Dvarecha, Mishnei Yavamin. That helps for two Yavamin. What are you going to answer on one Yavamin? What are you going to say about that? Amalei, Eina Yavama Gemura Li Yavam, Kishem Sharusa Gemura Li Isha. So he says, for one Yavam, the whole thing doesn't start really. A Shemeres Yavam is not even as big as Arusa. Why not? We'll see the Gemara later on, but I'll give you a sneak preview. The reason is because a Naira Hamoirosa is Chayev Skila of Shizmizana. Mashenkin a Shemeres Yavam is Mizana doesn't get Chizkila. So you see, Arusa is even better than a Shemeres Yavam. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, don't bring me any Arias with the Lomdis, with Hikdom and Shemayim and not. I'm telling you the facts. Arusa is a bigger Kenyan than a Shemeres Yavam. That's what he says. Any of them a Gemura or a Yavam, because Arusa is a Gemura or a Yavam. Arusa is more Gemura than a Yavam. So that's our Mishnah. Three-way machlekes. We have Rabbi Eliezer says you can make first time if it's one yavam, two yavamin. Rabbi Yeshua says le'echa v'leshnayim only if it's one yavam. It's clear cut what yavam it is. Rabbi Kiva says lo le'echa v'leshnayim. Why not? Because he says, you know, on the first time it was when it's two yavamin because someone else has a shush in her. And the second taina was even one yavam, because it's not gemura. It's as much as arusa. It's not a kinyan. It's not a strong a kinyan connection as much as arusa. Talk to Gemara. Now the Gemara is an attempt to explain the Bachleikis and which case we're talking about. That's going to be the next Blat Gemara. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva Sava Ein Zika. We can stand Rabbi Kiva, he holds Ein Zika, and in this Gemara, what Ein Zika means is, there's no Zika Keknusa. Zika Keknusa means, there's an idea, there's one man in the Gemara who learns that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, Gemara in Yavamis, Daf Yotes, that Zika is Keknusa. If you hold the Zika, it's Ki'ilu you are actually having a suin even. Zika Keknusa. So that's what it means over here when it says Zika. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva Sava Ein Zika. There's no Zika. Since there's no Zika, so therefore, it's Poshit that he learns it's not even like Erison. There's no Zika whatsoever. There's no connection. And therefore, it's not even Erison. Rabbi Shua Sava Yesh Zika, which the Ran explains that it's better than Arusa, it's like a Knusa. And therefore, you can make for yourself. Like we spoke about when we learned the Mishnah, could the Yavam do it themselves or not? That was the question. Could Yavam do it himself? So he's saying, yeah, according to Rabbi Shua, the Yavam could do it for himself because it's like Knusa, like an Asuan. So Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Zika. Rabbi Shua says, Yes Zika. That way, we're going to stand the Bira Machlekes. El Rabbi Yeza, what's Rabbi Yeza? My time, mate. even if you hold yeshzika, but still ain't brera. Which ain't brera here means, doesn't mean ain't brera of kol tayra kula. It means over here that since we don't know which one is the one who's going to be zakuka, which one's going to be the wife, which one's going to be the husband actually, which one's going to be the husband, so therefore they can't be mefer. Why not? Because when it comes to hafara, it says in the pasuk, ishi yikamenu v'ishi yifarenu, and it has to be yadua b'shas hafara. That's what Aram learns and quotes Rashi like that also. It has to be yadua b'shas hafara. You have to know who your husband is b'shas hafara. And here you don't know who it's going to be. Ain't brera means we don't know which one it's going to be. You're right, maybe Zika is k'knusa. But still, if it's two, you don't know which one's going to be the k'nusa. So how could it work? How could it make any sense? How can it work? And the Ran speaks out, even if both of them are mefer, that it won't work. Even if they both say, let's say you bring both Yavamim down, they both say hafara. So here, Amar of Shach works, it still won't work. Because the halacha is, it has to be clear cut. Isha Yikamenu Isha Yifarenu, it has to be clear cut. So the kasha is, Del Riyaza, my time, what's wrong with Riyaza? Yesh Zika, Ein Brera. Om Rav Ami. So Rav Ami answers, Kegoin Sha'asa Ba Maima. So we know from Yavamis, there's something called Maimar. Maimar means Kedushin of a Yavam is called Maimar. It's not the same as a regular Kedushin. It's Kedushin of a Yavam. It's called Maimar. So here, Fear of Lezer, the case was, one of the brothers, one of the Yavams, gave Kedushin. And now, that's the direct connection to the Isha. And Rav Eliezer holds Kibesh Shammai. Rav Eliezer holds Kibesh Shammai. The Amar Maimar Koine Kinyin Gomer. He holds Kibesh Shammai that Maimar of Yavama is Koine Kinyin Gomer. It's a full-fledged Kinyin. So that's Pshar Rav Eliezer. Now we have Pshar Rav Eliezer. The question was, Rav Eliezer, why Shemar is Yavam, Ben Yavam, Mechav, Yavam, why you do the Hafara? And it seems like you could do the Hafara yourself also. Terence is Pashat. Maimar is Koine Kinyin Gomer. Rav Yeshua, and it sounds like maybe even like Nesuin. Rav Yeshua, what is he old? Oymerloch Hanemili Bechad Yavam. That's Dafka with one Yavam. Av Mishnei Yavamin Loi. That's Dafka if it's one Yavam. But if it's two Yavamin Loi, why not? I Maimer Kodin Kinyin Gomer. So he says, Mi Gemidi Chi Osi Yachui Osi Lava Biya Ibigita Umefer. Here he says, you're right, maybe in Lomdus, Maimer is Kodin Kinyin Gomer. But the Aloch is, it brings a riot from the Paragram Gamil, that if you one of the brothers started to give a kedushin to her or a get to her, it'll passel her on the other brothers. It'll passel her on the other brother. So you see, your connection with her is not a complete connection because someone can still ask her. Therefore, Rabbi Shua says, I don't hold of you. If there's two brothers, there's no Yehafara because even in my Mekonik and Yigar, someone can ask her, that shows that the connection is not complete. The connection is not complete. Therefore, Rabbi Shua says that you cannot be made for if it's two brothers. And, what? No, I'm not sure. If someone gives a get to her, nothing happens. No, first of all, if B is Ba'inus, it won't pass her. It's only because she's a Mizana, that's all. But don't throws her a Kedushin or a get. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Here the Var is Al-Zibim. Here it's Var Al-Zibim, the Psal Al-Zibim. There, if someone's Anas her, unless she's an Ashes Kayin, does Nasa. So upon him, here it's the Nibim Nasa. So therefore, it's L'Chaira, the brother still has a Kayach on this. Rabbi Kiva Sava ain Zika. Rabbi Kiva holds ain Zika. There's no Zika. There's no Maimar. Gevalik. Nothing's kinda. So what are we holding now? Pshat on Mishnah. This is our first pshat on the Mishnah we have. This is Rav Ami's pshat. Rav Ami's pshat. Yeah. Rav Ami says pshat like this. He made a Maimar, and according to Rav Eliezer, kinda kinyan gomer. That's a good kafari. Hear my G? He did a Maimar. So therefore, one yavam, even if it's two yavam, according to Rav Eliezer, the one who did the Maimar could make the hafara because kinda kinyan gomer. What does Rabbi Shua say? Rabbi Shua says, since the one of the brothers could ask her, this wife, this new wife on you, so therefore it's not a complete connection, and therefore only if it's one Yavam could you do the Hafara. So even if you hold Yesh Zika, still there's this problem with the other brother. So if Maimer just connects the Zika, but if it's one brother, it's good. But if it's two brothers, then there's Mechalikus. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the whole thing ain't Zika, the whole thing is a start. There's no full-fledged connection over here, and therefore we can't do Hafara. That's the first pshat in the Gemara, pshat on Mishnah. The Gemara is a kasha. Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar, Rabbi Eliezer, in Masechtas Yavamis, or some of the gears of Rabbi Lazar, the Amar, Maimer Le Beishama, in the Kohen Lidchit Vesara. There's a man, the Amar in Masechtas Yavamis says, even though the Mishnah always says, Beishama was Maimer Kohen Yomer, it doesn't mean it's a complete Kenyan. It doesn't mean it's Mamish, a complete Kenyan, that it is one Kenyan. It's not what it means. What it means is, it's enough to be Deicha Tzara. What does that mean? So with that, you pull out your charts and your little cartoons. That it means like this. You have here you have two sisters married to two brothers, and there's a third brother. Okay? And one brother dies without children. So now that one that his wife falls to even to Shimon, who's married to one of his sisters, it pops right off. He's married to his sister. So it goes to the Levi. So Levi Taka makes Maimer with her. Maimer. Then Shimon dies. So the next sister falls to Levi. So what happens now? So usually when two sisters fall to Levi, it's a chayzik kos. So you can't do either one. Zok beshama, if I didn't maimer to one, it'll hold on to her and the other one fall off as a chayz ishtai. That much, yeah. That's all it means that maimer koina kinyan gomer. That's all it means is maimer koina gomer. So for Elazar, the maimer beshama in koina l'chutzara, maik maimer. It's not our husband. It's not enough to hafara. It's not enough to hafara. Zok to gemara. Avada, we're talking about a yavam. Avada, we're talking about a yavam, either with maim or without maim. It's a shayla mishayim I learn. Let's say we go that like the Ran's mashma, there was no maimer anymore, or the Rosh also says mukula filah b'loy maimer. Do we have no maimer? There's Tosis in Yavam says there was maimer, but let's go without the maimer. The case is there's no maimer. Shayla is how do you do afara? Teretz is. One of the Yavams were brought to Din, so he was the older one, let's say, he says, you have to do Yibam. And he said, okay, and then he didn't do the job. He ran away. So the halacha is, yes, start giving him a Zainus. The halacha is, yes, start paying him a Zainus. So in that case, once you start giving him a Zainus, and now you go into the Din of Rav Pinchas. Ukud Rav Pinchas, the Mishrei the Rav, the Amakal Deres, the Das Baila in Deres. That whoever makes a net, they do a Das Baila who gives him a Zainus. So the Pshat Mishnah is like this. This Mishnah starts off, Shemeres Yavam, Ben Yavach, Yavam, and Lesbi Yafi. You know why? Because one of the Yavamin gave, is Mechayiv Mizonis already. And therefore, he can be Hafara. Zokter Rabbi Shua, no. Lechel Eshnaim, why? Because there's two brothers. Since one of the brothers, look, Asa, that husband on you, that Yavam on you, so that's not enough for connection. And Rabbi Kiva says, Stam is no connection. There's no Zika anyway. So that's a Pshat. So there are two Pshat in our Mishnah. We have one Pshat with Maimar, and the whole Shaila is going with Maimar Kinyan Gomer. The second Pshat, the way you could do Afara is through being Chayiv and Mezoinus. And the same Shaka Vataria, the Rabbi Shua doesn't like it because two brothers, and if it's a Zika Asa, it doesn't work. So that's the Shaka Vataria in the Mishnah. We have one Pshat going with Maimar, second Pshat going with Chayiv and Mezoinus. And like we spoke about, it's like showing him for the second Pshat, if it means with Maimar or not. But that, come on, that is the Pshat in our Mishnah.